Second down, 10 to go, minute 25 left. They're at their own 18-yard line. Sending two wide to the left, one to the right, and a slot receiver to the right. Kind of in shotgun by himself. Brought in by Bowerman, goes to the near sideline, breaks free of his first tackle, going to midfield, cuts across. He's still loose at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to 45, across midfield, to the 45, across all the way down to the 35-yard line. A huge reception by Ken Bowerman from the 18-yard line inside Central Lake territory and brought down to the 35-yard line. A huge completion to Kenton Bowerman, flipping the fields, a minute 11 left.
Wow, what a play by Kenton Bowerman. He catches the ball for about an 8-yard gain and is able to slip a couple tackles, change directions in the field, and get a huge gain down to the 35-yard line. The official's going to stop the play here, and I'm not sure why.
A huge reception of 47 yards from the 18 across midfield down to the 35. And now there's confusion all over the place. First and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles inside the Central Lake 35-yard line. 32-30. Trojans leading the Eagles by 2 points. Here we go. Starts the clock up. Rolling. Play action. Downfield. Kind of throws, overthrown to Janowak at the 10-yard line. Incomplete pass, stops the clock with a minute 4 left. Second down, 10 to go from the Central Lake 35-yard line.
That's an okay throw there by Isaac Kineth in double coverage. Wyatt Janowak, by far the biggest player, tallest player on the field, especially in coverage there. So if you're going to miss with him, you want to throw it over the top of him where maybe he can go up and make a spectacular catch. But if it's, you know, if it's underthrown, that's the opportunity where smaller D-backs get a chance to pick it off. So no harm done there on first down.
Pitch out to the left to Bowerman. Going to the near sideline, runs out of bounds with 27 seconds left. Excuse me, that's Cole Rumzik. And he's out for about 8, maybe 9 yards. Stops the clock by running out of bounds with 58 seconds left. Third down and about a yard to go. They're at the 26-yard line of Central Lake. 32-30, Central Lake leading Deckerville by 2 points. Central Lake took the lead with 2:49 left in this fourth quarter. Deckerville then tried to march down the field, fumbled it at their own 20. Central Lake, 4 and out.
That's a really good run there by Cole Rumzik. Get 8. They give him 9 yards maybe even on the play, and he gets out of bounds. Now they can get a fresh set of downs and still keep that timeout in their pocket.
There's the snap. Pitch to the right to Rumzik. Going to that far sideline again. Runs out of bounds. Has the first down. Down to the 23-yard line. 52 seconds left in regulation. 32-30. Central still hanging on by 2 points. First and 10 from the 22-yard line. Great play calling by Bill Brown of the Deckerville Eagles.
And great execution as well. Even though 21, Dylan Michael is able to make that tackle, he tackles him out of bounds. Cole Rumzik gets to the sideline first and may only get 3 or 4 yards on the play, but a very important first down for Deckerville is now it's first and 10 from the 22-yard line of Central Lake. 52 seconds left, and they still got a timeout to boot.
It's a pitch to Rumzik this time to the near sideline and forced out of bounds for no gain. Stops the clock with 47 seconds left. Stopped by Papineau. A second down, 10 to go, and Rumzik slow to get up. So we'll have an injury timeout as Papineau plowed him down, and he's up on his own, under his own power, coming to the far sideline. So Deckerville will get a short breather here to regain composure. Bill Brown helping him off.
Yeah, he's walking off under his own power, so that's a good thing. But he's going to slow him down here to talk about it a little bit, just to buy a few more seconds for his team.
And Bill Brown talking, holding Cole Rumzik, and also talking to his quarterback simultaneously. I love a veteran coach, Dave.
That's it. It's well done on his part. Very smart. Central Lake may not like it. He's hollering at his defense to get into position. Nonetheless, though, Isaac Kineth going to take over here. 47 seconds to go.
Ostrowski, wide left, throws to the end zone to Janowak. Brought in!
Incomplete
at the 4-yard line. Hit the hands, double coverage. And incomplete. Second down, 11 to go from the 23-yard line. 41 seconds left. Good coverage by Mortensen.
And Skyler Spangler was there as well, even though he got lost on the play. And it was Gavin Mortensen, the quarterback and safety of Central Lake, that again was able to get his hands on the football after Wyatt Janowak had brought the pass down and to knock it out safely to the ground. Big play there. yard line of Central Lake. Deckerville still has a timeout.
And trails by 2 points. Going to the far sideline to Bowerman, runs out of bounds at the 21-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards. Third down, 8, maybe 9 yards to go. Fourth down, excuse me.
Yeah, let's say it'll be fourth down now.
36 seconds left.
We'll say, to be generous, it's 9 yards to go. I think they only got 2 on that play. Very conservative play call. More important about saving time. You got that timeout in your pocket. I'm okay with you not necessarily running to the sideline. Nonetheless, 4th and 9. In my opinion, Clark, I don't see a running play that they have that'll go for 9 yards unless it's a trick play. I think they're going to ask their sophomore quarterback, Isaac Kineth, to make a play of the football. And if that is the case, you got to expect Wyatt Janowak.
And we have a timeout called by Bill Brown as they got to the line. As they were lined up in the I formation, everyone tight. So that's the third and final timeout. 36 seconds left in regulation. Deckerville trailing by 32 to 30 by 2 points. They sit at the Central Lake 20-yard line. They need to get down to the 11 or 12-yard line. Can't tell exactly from our perspective here, atop of the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan. Fourth down, 9 to go for Deckerville. They trail by 2 points in an absolutely wild and barn burner of a fourth quarter.
Wow, what a great ball game this has been from start to finish. We've seen our Deckerville Eagles go up by 2 scores, lead by 10 at halftime, have the lead in the third quarter. But this Central Lake Trojans team has actually done a very nice job with a big injury in this game, has overcome that, because that has cost them a few possessions in this game, to overcome, come back in this game, and take the lead. But Deckerville has the ball late in this game. That's what you want in a close game. You want the football with a chance to score and take the lead. 4th and 9, big play here. They can still get a first down and stop the clock.
And we have a timeout called by Central Lake now. That'll be their second timeout. And one remain for them. So just one timeout remain between the two schools at Central Lake. Still 36 seconds left in regulation. 32-30. Central Lake on top at the moment. Deckerville knocking on the door, facing a 4th down and 9 from Central Lake territory.
I formation, so they're going to bunch it up. I formation. I still think that even though you're putting on your best running formation, it's play action out of that pass, out of that formation. I can't see anything else. And if it's me, I know it's very predictable. But down the middle of the field, even in double coverage, I'm asking my 6'4" senior tight end to go up and make me a catch. Pull your best Rob Gronkowski impression and haul that thing down for the Deckerville Eagles. And even if it's not a touchdown, make it a first down on this play and see if you can't get a couple more cracks at the end zone.
So Deckerville comes out. They're already at the line of scrimmage. They send number 4, Cole Rumzik, wide to the right. Wyatt Janowak wide to the left. Brendan Hanley to the left of Kineth in the shotgun.
One-on-one coverage all the way around.
Kineth back to pass to the end zone. To Janowak, throws this up, and it's incomplete. Game over. Incomplete pass. Central Lake stops them on 4th down at their own 20-yard line, and this one's all but over.
Good defensive play there by Jace Hoogerhide. Tip your cap to him. It's one-on-one. Ball underthrown just a little bit, and Hoogerhide's able to knock it to the ground. And unfortunately, Wyatt Janowak isn't able to elevate, go up and get that ball, and knocks it to the ground safely.
No pass interference. That was good, clean coverage.
No, it was great,
30 seconds
great,
left.
Great coverage by Hoogerhide.
32-30, Central Lake. One kneel away from a state championship, their first in school history. After going 2-7 a year ago, made the switch to 8-player football, and here they are, state champions in the Division I of 8-player football in the state of Michigan. Central Lake comes back from behind after trailing 24-14. They score 3 times in the second half. And the Central Lake Trojans are your Division I 8-player state champions. The Deckerville Eagles stop short 2 years in a row. We'll return in 90 seconds with your post-game wrap-up from Marquette, Michigan, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brian.
All of us at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky would like to congratulate the Deckerville Eagles on another